power football at its finest, Clark, and just hand it off to your stellar young running back and Carlos Ibarra, and let him work that defensive line right through it. He goes just about on every play, forcing the secondary to make a tackle, and a pretty easy 9 yards for Deckerville. Not enough credit given to that offensive line. And how about a shout out for Connor Lamont? That guy has been blocking his tail off for this Deckerville backfield.
It's a quarterback keeper up the middle through the 30-yard line across the 25 and finally brought down at the 23-yard line for a big yard gain of 16 yards for Isaac Kineth on the keeper. Moved the chains for the Deckerville Eagles, leading by 26 points.
That's more of the same. When those D tackles split apart again, Clark, this time Isaac Kineth, when he dives forward, he keeps his head up, he keeps his feet going, and just runs right through the heart of the defense. So when they try to make a shift to stop these running plays, Deckerville audibles into a different run play and finds the weakness and attacks it on every single play.
First and 10 from the Kingston 23-yard line. A night of 4 turnovers for the Kingston Cardinals, 0 for the Deckerville Eagles. Carlos Ibarra gets the handoff across the 20, down to about the 17-yard line. It'll be a gain of 6 on the play. Tackle made by number 13, Aaron Kaler. Second down, 4 to go for the Deckerville Eagles, continuing to play just chunk off yardage and move the chains more and more.
12 tackles, Clark, for Aaron Kaler on the night. I'm sure it felt like you called his name, but 12, that's a pretty good number, and we're still in the middle of the third quarter.
Second down, 4 to go. 8 minutes left in the third quarter. We've just played 4 minutes into the second half. Deckerville trying to line up another score. Tight I formation. And off to Carlos Ibarra around the right end. Cuts back inside, has the first down inside the 10, moving the pile forward, and finally gets down to about the 8-yard line from the 18-yard line. It's going to be a 10-yard gain for Carlos Ibarra. First in goal from the 7-yard line. Tackle made by Brian Hobson for Kingston.
Looks like the LB Bearcats, Clark, just extended their lead now as they scored for the second time. 30-21, they lead over Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary with 7.5 minutes to go in that game.
And 8:16 left in the fourth quarter. Devin Puff with a 7-yard touchdown run makes it Harbor Beach 26, Novell 6. So Harbor Beach and Ebley starting to roll here in the second half. First and goal from the 7-yard line for the Deckerville Eagles, knocking on Kingston's door for the countless time tonight. I formation, working off the right hash, handoff to Carlos Ibarra around the right end. Gets tackled by the knees at about the 3-yard line. That looks like a number 13 on the stop, Aaron Kaler. What a surprise there. That would be his 13th Baker's Dozen, as Dave said there. 13 tackles for Aaron Kaler. Second down and goal from the 3-yard line. The reason I say I'm confusing the second and third downs here tonight, the down marker on the far sideline is having a few technical difficulties, and it's not pushing down the half of that. So it looks like it's half of a 2 and a half of a 3. Those are broadcaster problems there.
Yeah, it sure is, because it's not his problem, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it looks right on his side. What are you talking about? Carlos Ibarra gets the handoff down to the end zone. Touchdown, Deckerville. With 6:38 left in the third quarter, Carlos Ibarra finds the end zone for the first time tonight and now has 133 yards on the evening. And it now makes it Deckerville 40, Kingston 8, a 32-point lead, trying to make it 34.
Well, just to put it in perspective, they ran the same play. The last 4 plays were exactly the same play. I formation, long, slow handoff to Carlos Ibarra over the right guard, and it's up to him if he wants to just go right by that guard or kick it to the outside. And it didn't matter which direction he chose, he was able to top off this drive with a touchdown.
And it's Derek Snyder on the carry into the end zone, untouched. The 2-point conversion is good. And the Deckerville Eagles lead now out to 42-8. A 34-point lead for the Deckerville Eagles with 6:38 left still in the third quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom that has 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the new Ruger AR-450 and exclusive Model 77 Hawkeye 450. Your choice, only $799.95. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch Camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Randy's Hunting Center can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, offers custom sight in service, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Visit the website, randyshuntingcenter.com, and check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Curtis Vogel's kickoff comes out to about the 40-yard line, brought out by number 33, Connor Henry. And gets out to about the 46-yard line, where Kingston will start their drive, trailing by 34 points, 42-8, with 6 minutes and 34 seconds left in the third quarter.
Dackerville, so impressive tonight. The running game has been outstanding, and just can't talk enough about this defense. They've picked off 4 passes already, and the run, I don't know. Kingston just hasn't had an answer, Clark. They really don't have anything going. And quarterback change, they're trying to run the ball now. And Deckerville is ready for anything and everything they throw at him. But I would love a Hunter James update. I hope he's not injured. I hope this is just
a change after 3 interceptions.
Right.
But it's a Nate Dawson keeper on first down. He'll lose a yard back to the 45-yard line. Out of that pile, number 53 for Deckerville. That'd be Travis Trigger. He's a defensive end, 5'11", 180-pound junior for this Deckerville defense. Second down and 11 from the 45.
I was about to say that he's been a little quiet on defense, but there's not a lot of tackles moving around. When you're a passing team and you're throwing incomplete passes, the defense doesn't have to make a lot of tackles. So Travis Trigger with a nice tackle there. Loss of 1. Kingston now second 11.
Hand off to number 30, their fullback. That would be Goss. Caleb Goss, the fullback, gets out for about 3 yards to the 48-yard line. And we have another Kingston player injured. Tackle made by Deckerville's number 54, Justin Trigger, nose guard. And this looks like a left foot injury for the Kingston Cardinals. Regardless, there'll be a 3rd-and-8 situation for the Kingston Cardinals, with 5:45 left in the third.
Looks like he might be holding on to his knee. Not sure if knee or ankle or foot, like you mentioned, but haven't even got a number yet, Clark. He's been kind of curled up since they peeled everybody off the pile.
And he could have gotten rolled up. And I mean, a lot of things can happen, especially in those trenches on either side of the ball. As this is getting bitterly cold out here today, Dave.
You haven't noticed me continue to back up to try to dodge some of that breeze coming.
Well, where you are, I can dive behind Doug here.
Yeah.
And I actually can then, and the wind is just enough out against this wall that I can almost be protected, but I also can't see anything beyond the 40-yard line if that's the case.
Yep, sometimes sacrifices might have to be made.
We always said we'd do it, and this is number 60 for Kingston, going up with a little help. Tristan Skinner, he's the starting center for Kingston. He's going to have to be helped off. Looks like either almost some lower body. He's putting no pressure on that left leg whatsoever as the coaching staff assists him off the field. 5:45 left in the third quarter. Injuries are starting to pile up here a little bit for Kingston. As Nate Dawson, your quarterback here, started just before the half was over. He took over at the quarterback duties for Hunter James. Nate Dawson, also a senior. He's listed as a wide receiver and defensive back on the roster. Third and 8 for the Cardinals. They trail by 34 points, 42-8, with 5 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third quarter.
Interested to see who comes in the game to snap the balls, because when you're a center, that's a pretty important job, and not just anybody can come in to do that, Clark.
Mason DeBlois, starting left guard, shifts over to center now. And